RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ah, we're back. It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, as we take you into 2026. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Brother Spike. Listen, this is hard, man. 2 days straight at work? Hey, I almost forgot what it felt like to be at work for two straight days. But I'm in. You're going to get everything that I have left in me for the 2025 season. Pause. I'm going to get you there. Jackie Baseball. No news is good news. Didn't really like the segment yesterday on Bryce. Felt a little uncomfortable, but I'm back. Holla at your boy.
What's up, Raw Dog? Looking forward to 2026, boys.
You got one more day with this.
One day of Raw Dog.
I did receive text messages about that.
Yeah.
That was a moment. It was a late entry for one of the moments of the year.
You know, we do have a big show because this is our last show of 2025. So Elliot will be with us here at 3. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. At 30 past every hour, we are going to take you back through 2025 as Jack has collected some of the best moments of 2025 on the WIP afternoon show.
Nice.
So we'll get to live through some of those. And Jack, aside from the ones from Elliot, Jack has selected these without our what we know is there. So it'll be a surprise for us as well.
The two Elliot ones, though, re-listening to them again today, because I live them.
Yes.
I never went back and listened to them again.
Yeah.
What a moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They put a smile on my face.
All right. So that'll be 30 past every hour. So I cannot believe. I saw his quote from the game last night? Sean McVay's quote after the Rams game.
What a game.
And they asked him, they said, are you guys going to play next week? He's like, yes. We're going to play next week. We're not playing good enough. We got stuff to work on. Mm. And then I think the Eagles, I cannot believe they are actually, and it feels like they're leaning toward it. They're actually considering not playing starters on Sunday. I just wonder who they think they are. Like, they did win the Super Bowl last year, but they spent the entire season telling us that last year was last year and this year was this year. On Sunday, they have a chance to get the number 2 seed in the NFC, which means that in any playoff game, there will only be one NFC team that could have a home game over them in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. It gives them a serious chance to have 3 home playoff games just like they did last year. The other thing is, let's not make pretend that this team is like clicking on all cylinders and taking the week off is just that the week off is just a magical thing that is going to make everybody healthy so everything's good. Health is not the issue for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The issue for the Eagles has been they have not been consistent on offense. And they keep saying, it's amazing because Saquon said this, well, when we get it together, we're going to be scary. When everything starts clicking, we're going to be scary. And the truth is there hasn't been a consistent run of games this year when they've been clicking. So on Sunday, they get two things. They get a chance to get the number 2 seed, which is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you get a chance once again to get your starters in there and get on a roll and feel good. I can understand they can feel good about winning the game on Sunday.
Right.
They certainly can't feel good about 16 yards in the second half. And it strikes to me as sort of like we can just turn it on.
Yeah.
You know, like this arrogance that all we need to do is wait for the playoffs. I'm sorry. They just have not had the look of a team that can just turn. They don't get that granted to them that when the playoffs start, they can just turn it on.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. And I would hope That's not the mindset going in. I really do hope they play Sunday. Now, do they need to play the entire game? I'll leave that to up to their discretion, right? I obviously, there are certain players that are banged up that if you can give them some rest, that's fine. But guys that are completely healthy,
yes,
just to give them a week off of playing, I do not subscribe to that. I just don't. And I think part of it does have to do with how we've played for the majority of this season. But even in most recently in Sunday's game, going through an entire second half with the offense looking the way that it looked, I got to be honest with you, I'd be surprised if the offensive players, particularly the skill position guys, don't want to play.
Right.
Now, listen, Saquon's a running back, and you want to, you know, he's already hit some certain milestones as far as over 1,000 yards, that type of thing. I can see him not being out there. But the receivers, the passing game, Dallas got, if I'm one of those guys, I certainly would want to be out there. And this isn't for some sort of selfish reason. It's more or less, I want to go into the postseason on a positive note.
Get into a groove.
Yes, I want to go into the postseason feeling confident about the last time that I was on the field. I don't know how the offense can necessarily feel that way with the way the second half played out in Buffalo. So how do you sit down all of your main offensive players this week and let that be the lasting memory that they had going into the playoffs?
Yeah, it just seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
It seems crazy to me that I understand the value of the week off for the football team. They had it last year.
Yep.
But this was not the situation last year.
You were playing much better.
Much better.
This time of the year
last year. They at least had one thing on offense they knew they could rely on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you're right. The Kobe Deans of the world, Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're banged up, sure, you don't need to play Sunday.
Absolutely. And they should be able to win the game with their starters in there. Shouldn't be a problem at all.
With some key backups in there.
Yes, yeah. And I agree too. If at halftime the Bears are up 31-0 on the Lions, sit everyone down.
Yeah, pull your guys, yeah.
But
yes,
with the opportunity for the two seed, I keep going back to, I understand Nick Sirianni like wants to feel joy and wants everyone to feel the win.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about him walking through the tunnel after the game and be like, everybody's not talking now, everybody's not talking now. It's like, you can't let the winning that game overshadow the bigger picture. I just worry that they win that game and they think, we got it. Like, we're locked in, and they are not locked in. I think the two seed's too important. I think the opportunity to get the offense humming again is too important. And I think if they sit their starters on Sunday, it is an enormous mistake. Can you imagine if they sit the starters on Sunday and the Lions win that football game and we do not win the football game,
right,
and we will have voluntarily given up the two seed in the NFC?
And then you mess around and play the Rams in the first week of playoffs, and then the Rams coming here.
Yes. There's also
a 3-6 seed there.
Yes.
The 3-6 matchup.
There's also the opportunity to get the Packers in the first round by getting to the 2 seed instead of having to play the Rams or whoever the
Niners. 49ers.
Yes.
It could be the Rams or the Niners.
Yeah. I don't get this. If they're playing possum, it's one thing. It doesn't feel like that's what they're doing.
Let me tell you. That's one thing they're not doing.
Yeah.
we're not playing possum.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Listen, us as fans, and even them, as the players and the coaches, you rest Sunday and don't win that game in the playoffs. You imagine what that outcome is going to be like, what the outrage will be like if that happens.
A catastrophe. It would be a catastrophe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can imagine them looking back at 23 and going, well, we made a mistake there. Somebody, dude, that team was cooked. That team was dead. It didn't matter if they didn't play the starters in that final week. It didn't matter if they did play the starters. It didn't matter if AJ got hurt, if he didn't get hurt. That team was cooked. This team's not cooked.
Yep.
You know, this team only has an opportunity. Think about the, and then 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should sit their starters on Sunday, or do you think they should go for the two seed, and do you think they need the reps? I totally forget. I don't even remember. What did I start saying there? I don't know.
Think about something.
End of the year.
If something happened.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the end of
Sorry
the year.
To
I
come back
it.
To you.
We do have a next question, dude.
There you go.
That's usually me.
Yeah, dude.
Back to back days.
I'm the one that ran into the wedges. Yeah.
That's back to back days at about 208.
Yeah, dude. Look, you give me 6 days off.
Yeah.
You even gave me the brain juice stuff. I'm drinking it.
I know.
It's like.
Yeah, but I will say, 3 o'clock on.
What brain juice?
Ah, listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to give that out on the air.
Hold on. Have you been drinking it?
I every once in a while.
Yeah. I can tell it's not every day.
Yeah.
Hold on. I take a lot for the brain because I'm really tired.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, yes. Locked into the six.
I'm just saying, does it make you sharper?
Doesn't make you smarter, 100%. Okay. But brain sharpness?
Yeah.
Locked in.
So you think I was locked in past 3 o'clock?
Yeah. Once okay. It really start hitting.
Okay.
Oh, it hadn't kicked in yet.
Maybe I should, because I drank it around 1:30. Maybe right. I should push it back to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's what I should do. All right. We do have a next question today. It is Sandy Koufax's birthday. Sandy Koufax famously was amazing, but it had a very short peak.
Yes. 90, by the way. Still looks good.
Oh, really?
He's still alive.
He is still alive. He's almost every Dodgers game.
I guarantee you, I would not have guessed that.
Nah, I wouldn't know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why
90
I think
years
Sandy
old.
Koufax is dead, man. Still,
we don't know anything.
Hold on, did he have a nickname?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He did. I forget what it was.
Am I thinking of another Dodgers pitcher?
I don't know what Sandy Koufax's nickname was.
He's Jewish, right?
He is Jewish.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
The left arm of God is what is what Google says.
That's
yeah.
not what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I don't think that's the one.
That's not the picture.
Yeah. In any case,
left arm of God.
We are looking for somebody, whether it be sports or entertainment, it could be movies, music, TV, who had a short but high peak like Sandy Koufax kid. Did Jack, why don't you start us off?
Well, because I'm very narrow-minded.
Don't steal mine.
I'm not going to steal your answer.
Who you got?
I'm going Travis Fulgham. Dude.
Wow.
Travis Fulgham for 3 weeks was T.O.
That was a month.
Stop, man.
Player of the month.
You couldn't come up with anything better than Travis
I had a couple
Fulgham.
Others. Vince Velasquez, struck out 16 Padres.
Yeah.
Don Brown, All-Star in 2013.
How did you compare to Sandy Koufax?
Well, not yeah, different kind of short peaks.
Yeah.
Not Hall of Fame.
Much shorter.
Yeah, much. You're talking about a half a season
if
or,
Sandy Koufax,
or a month.
If Sandy Koufax were dead, he'd be rolling over
exactly.
in his grave right now.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you give us someone who had a short peak?
I'm going Bo Jackson.
Oh, Bo Jackson did have a short peak.
I'm going Bo Jackson, man.
But unreal short
peak. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I often wonder what he would have been better in if he had just focused on one.
Oh, I think it was football.
Would he have been a better running back than a center field? Was he center field or right field?
About center field.
Center field.
Did he like?
Because he climbed up the wall.
He liked baseball more, right?
Yes, I think he liked baseball more.
Well, I would like any sport that didn't hurt. So maybe that was why.
Yeah. Well, Deion liked football more.
Yeah, Deion probably did. Well, but you
know. Oh, no. Deion, he was better at football, but to Spike's point,
it doesn't hurt.
You can play baseball a lot longer.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'll go entertainment. I'm going to go Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger had a very short.
Yeah.
Now it ended
because of you know.
Yeah, but it was a short,
still short
but high peak.
The Joker, man.
Oh, come on, Joker. Brokeback Mountain.
Well, yeah, it was a great run. It was a great run. But a short peak because of death, I don't think should
That's
count.
Twice in a month, Brokeback Mountain has come
well,
up.
Well, look.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
I just don't think short peak should count if you died.
Sure should.
But like I don't think he
had a short peak.
Yeah, because they died.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was on a hot streak though. He was just heating up.
Yes. And then it ended.
And then it ended.
That is a short but high peak.
What? So you're saying an injury is okay, but death is not.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know. It feels like there's. It feels like there's. Not, it's not.
It wasn't his fault or anything.
Do you want me to just pick another one? I don't think I should pick another one.
I think that was a good one.
I'm sticking with Heath Ledger.
All right.
Heath Ledger.
Well, why don't we let him change our mind or anything?
Yeah, he's stupid.
The guy's drinking brain juice and all of a sudden he's smarter than
everybody.
He
can't even spell.
I can spell. I can spell. Locked in. I'm trying to find a bunch of good audio.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think there is any reason why the Eagles should sit their starters on Sunday? And next question, they give us someone who had a short but high peak. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's that brain juice do for you?
It hasn't done much yet, but we'll see. Give it a couple of weeks.
That's like Mike's secret sauce off of Space Jam.
Well, also taking brain juice from Jack is a
That's risky, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right call.
Hey, man,
a lot of good ingredients in it. Yeah,
I do think that we should play the starters on Sunday. You know, give like you know, I'm with the same page as y'all. Give them a quarter, two quarters. You know, the Bears is blowing them out, pull them. But now we gotta get into a groove. You know, I don't want to go into like the postseason because even last year we rest the starters. But, like, we didn't come out, you know, guns a-blazing in that Green Bay game. You know what I'm saying? We kind of struggled a little bit. Took us a, you know, game to get going. I love to see them play, you know, feeling good. I don't care who comes to the link. You know what I'm saying? I want the best opportunity to get the 2-seed. I don't care who it is. Rams, 49ers, Packers. I don't care. Hey, man, that boy had the MVP in his hand last night. Five guy, he had it right there.
What happened? I don't know if he lost it.
I don't know.
He made it a little closer, but I don't know if he lost it.
Yeah,
all he had to do was get a Jalen Hurts stat game, and he would have won it. He couldn't even do that.
No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't have scored if they had a Jalen Hurts. See, that's you guys are so dumb. It's
now
amazing
dumb.
To me.
Now
yeah,
we
yeah.
Dumb.
Well, you
now
see.
We
well, look, man. Like I don't know how you can't look at what Matt Stafford's responsibility is, what Josh Allen's responsibility is, and say they could just do what Jalen does, and they would have won. They are given more responsibility than Jalen is. They can't just do what Jalen does.
Only Jalen. Last night, if he didn't turn the ball over, they would have won the game. That's simple.
Yeah, but they have to see. He is how they score points. That's how they score points.
So the Rams don't got no good roster?
No, it's not about that. They score points by passing the ball. That's how they score points.
Okay.
Well, he has to throw the ball.
He's got a good roster.
Yes, and with that roster, he's thrown 43 touchdown passes to 8 interceptions this year. And they have the same number of wins as the Eagles, and they play in a much tougher division. So, the whole thing where he could have just had a Jalen game, no, that's the point, is that Matt Stafford has to throw the football. Like, Josh Allen has to do those things. Jalen doesn't. Jalen can go in there and not complete a pass for a whole freaking half, and they can win a football game twice. Matt Stafford can't. He can't.
So you love to change that. That's cool. All I know is he got a great coach. He got a great.
He does,
coach
and he had a bad game, and yep, he's had
right.
And he's had an amazing season.
Yeah, that's cool. But what I'm saying is, last night all he had to do was play well, and he lost to the Rams. I mean, lost to the Falcons. It wasn't like he was playing his division, as you just said, a tough division that he'd be losing to them guys.
No, they just lost a game the same way that the Eagles have lost games this year. He played bad in a game, but overall, he cannot go into a game and say, I'm just not going to lose it for my team.
I love how, like,
Matt Stafford is the reason they win games. Jalen Hurts is the reason they don't lose games. And that is such a huge difference, and you'll never accept it because it hurts too much. You'll never accept it. Do you watch Rams games? Like, have you ever watched them play? Do you think that Matt Stafford could go into those games and just hand the ball off 35 times and throw the ball 16 times and they're scoring 33 points a game? Do you think that's how it works?
Can I talk? I don't know. You just keep talking. You ask me questions, but you just keep going. Can I talk?
Well, I don't know.
See, there you go. You ask me a question?
Sure. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not saying that he's not a bad talent. I'm not saying that Matthew Stafford's a great quarterback. All I'm saying is, you see how you just said he had a bad game.
Yes.
That's okay. You don't do that with Hurts. You
because Matt Stafford is the leading candidate for MVP in the NFL. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He has 42 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. He is the quarterback of the best offense in the league. Yes, he can have a bad game, and it does not mean the same thing when your quarterback has 4 straight bad games and the team wins 2 games when he doesn't even complete a pass in the second half.
It's different. All right, thank you. He finally had an MVP elite season after, what, was this year 15? He had to go to different teams, different coaches. Finally, at 38 years old, he finally had an MVP season. Congratulations.
And it's one more than Jalen's ever had or will ever have.
Well, we don't know. Is he going to win MVP? Because last night, that showed me otherwise. So we don't know. They might walk away at the end of the season with both no MVPs and 1 Super Bowl. We don't know.
Okay. He still can't go into a game and do what Jalen does. He can't. That's not his job.
His coach is the system. That's why he wasn't elevating Detroit. His coach is the system. His coach puts him in situations to make the team better. That's all I was saying.
He's thrown 42 touchdown passes to 8 interceptions with 4,400 yards.
That's fine. And you just told me they have the same record.
Yes. Because of him.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Well, I feel like I'm going crazy. I can't do this. I can't do this. Can't we just admit what is in front of us and real? Not you don't. Yes, Matt Stafford had a bad game last night. And then he led the team back, and they almost won, and he had a bad game. If he hadn't thrown those 3 interceptions, they probably would have won. But if he hadn't thrown 42 other touchdowns in the other games, they probably wouldn't have 11 wins.
I think it has less to do with Matt Stafford, has more to do with giving Jalen grace.
Yes, and if Jalen was performing at a top level all year long and had a bad game, I would
give him grace.
I would give him grace. I have not, just to be clear, I have not marched in after every game and this year and gone, Jalen, 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 Jalen. In fact, the Jalen stuff didn't really hit a peak until he had 3 really bad games that they lost all of them, and then he had 5 turnovers in 1 game.
Yeah.
Like that, it's just not the same thing.
No, listen, I hear you. And that's the whole Josh Allen thing. If people got on, I don't know who they got on, Orlowski, or was it, might have been Brady they got on, that Josh Allen didn't get as much criticism after losing the game Sunday. He almost gets excuses made for him when they don't win.
Yes.
So what you'll get is Eagles fans, Jalen Hurts fans that say, well, why don't our quarterback get this grace when he has a bad game? Every other quarterback is allowed to have a bad game, and no one is bashing them or trashing them. And this guy has a bad game and has won a Super Bowl and doesn't get the grace. I get it from your point. Your point is that those guys are saddled with having to do more.
Yes.
So there is something to that. When Jalen has a roster around him that is complete as it is, that he doesn't have the same margin for error when it comes to the outside world. That's just whether it's fair or not, that's just the way that it is.
The truth is if the Eagles had the number one offense in the NFL, mm-hmm. and Jalen came in and had 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and they lost a game, he would not get the criticism that he gets.
Right.
He wouldn't. He right. definitely wouldn't. But they don't. They have like the 22nd best offense. They're averaging 21 points a game.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. It's just not the same thing. I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right, man. Listen.
I mean, it's the last show of 2025.
Well, damn brain juice Fritz gave you.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah, it's...
You had a little malfunction at 208, and look how it kicked in.
It kicked in.
And poor Corey.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Don't worry, Corey.
It's the brain juice.
I don't know if Ohio State is covering tomorrow either. I just want to throw that out there to you.
Who do they play?
Miami.
Okay.
I think they win. That's a lot of points.
Is Michael Irvin going to be there?
He probably will.
Is he going to be ripping the belt out? Being crazy?
215-592-9494. Right? Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
I just needed a. I'm going to be off for 5 days. So I was off for 6 days.
It's all right. It's all good.
You babysat a 2-year-old over the weekend, yeah. So you need to let out some aggression.
Val did most of it, if I'm being honest. So coming up next, we do have a great moment from the show from 2025 that Jack will provide for us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, winter hits fast. Snow, ice, wind. Don't wait for something on your home to fall. Not fall, to fail. The hell is wrong with me. Call my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They've got lifetime warranted roofing, siding, and American-made Provia and Anderson windows and doors. From Philly to the Jersey Shore, Emmons is a Platinum Owens Corning contractor, which means Owens Corning warranties their workmanship for life. That's right, for life. There's no better roof than an Owens Corning roof by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing available? Go to callemmons.com or give them a call at 833-4-EMMONS and tell them Ike sent you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.